Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English Pronunciation Podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonant sound s, as in the words see and city. Pronouncing this consonant is relatively easy. However, many students confuse s with z or sh. Other students may have trouble combining s with another consonant, such as m, as in the word smart. This consonant is very common in English, and learning to recognize it by its spelling is an important step in speaking English with a clear American accent. Before we discuss these topics, it's important to first go over the rules of articulation for s. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant s accurately, like a native speaker. We're also going to practice this consonant in some key words and common American expressions and idioms. In addition, we're going to learn the main spelling patterns of s. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the sound s. In order to pronounce s correctly, point the tip of your tongue forward to the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Point, but do not touch the ridge. The sides of your tongue should gently touch the side teeth. Create a small hole for the air to flow through. Exhale and feel the air flow over the center of your tongue. When pronouncing s, your lips should be slightly spread. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. S is a continuant because the air flows continuously over the center of our tongue. In podcast number 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. S is a voiceless consonant because we don't use our voice to make this sound. Let's listen and repeat the consonant s. Please listen and repeat. S. S. Next, let's listen to and repeat the following words containing s. Pay careful attention to your form. See. Sell. Save. City. Asset. Receive. Rice. Kiss. In this next exercise, we're going to practice the consonant s in some common American expressions and idioms. Please listen and repeat. Is this on sale? He's going to ace his test. Let's cut to the chase. One of the most challenging aspects of learning English pronunciation is that one sound can have a few different spelling patterns. In most languages, there's a direct correspondence between the spelling of a word and its sound. In your native language, the way a word is written is almost always the way it's pronounced. Unfortunately, this isn't the case in English. The only solution to this unfortunate aspect of English is to learn the main spelling patterns of each sound so that when you encounter a new word, you have an idea of its correct pronunciation. S has a few different spelling patterns. Obviously, the letter S can be pronounced S. However, sometimes the letter S is also pronounced z. This tricky aspect of English spelling will be discussed in detail in a future podcast. Let's begin by reviewing the main spelling patterns of s. The first spelling pattern is simply the letter S. Please listen and repeat the following words containing s, spelled with the letter S. See. Send. Spell. This. The next spelling pattern is double S, SS. Please listen and repeat the following words containing S, spelled SS. Class. Miss. Necessary. The next spelling pattern is the letter C. The letter C is often pronounced s if it comes before the letters I, E, or Y, as in the following examples. Please listen and repeat. Peace. City. Recent. Cycle. The next spelling pattern is SC. SC is often pronounced S if it comes before the letters I or E. Please listen and repeat the following words which contain S spelled SC. Science. Scent. Scissors. The next spelling pattern is SE. SE is usually pronounced S if it comes after a consonant, as in the following examples. Please listen and repeat. Sense. Course. False. Lapse. Now we're going to learn a very exceptional spelling pattern of S. The spelling pattern is SE after a vowel. SE after a vowel is usually pronounced Z, as in the words nose, N-O-S-E, or tease, T-E-A-S-E. Notice that SE comes after a vowel in both of these words, and that the SE is pronounced Z, like the letter Z. However, there are exceptions to this rule, as illustrated in the following words. Please listen and repeat the following words in which SE after a vowel is pronounced S. House. Mouse. Promise. Use. U-S-E as a noun. Use. Used to. Loose. L-O-O-S-E. Loose. Now that you've become aware of the various spelling patterns of S, I encourage you to practice this sound as often as possible. Look at the spelling patterns discussed in today's podcast and try to think of more examples in which the consonant S is spelled that way. Speaking English clearly and correctly takes a lot of practice, but with practice, you will get it. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. You get all the sounds of English in one course. All the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.